This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that brings us to the Houston Astros. And you posed this question on the rundown, Wade. I love stuff like this. What should our expectations be for this Astros window? And you said the next 10 years.
Yeah, the next 10 years, because you got to look at, you got Wade Miley, you got, what's my kid's name? Corbin Martin. You got these just kids that are just, they're just reloading. The Astros farm organization is top notch, arguably the best in Major League Baseball. And then you have already superstars that are on the roster, and they're not old. You know what I mean? Like, the oldest superstar on the roster is Guy Springer. If just talking about bat wise,
yeah, and he's 29. You know, I mean,
he's 29 years old.
Brantley's having a superstar type year,
right?
But he's in his early 30s. He's a little older.
He's on a 2-year deal. He's not a guy. I mean, you just brought him off the street, and he's killing it right now.
Yeah, he's. I think when most people look at this team, they look at the core as being offensively. The four guys who are core guys, I think, are fairly obvious. It's Altuve, it's Bregman, it's Correa, it's Springer. Now, Brantley has been one of their two best hitters this year, but we're talking about something more than just the 2019-2020 season. Your question had more to do with what the future prognosis was over the next decade for this team. Michael Brantley's not going to be around for a lot of that. Now, George Springer may not be around for it either. He's 29. He's going to be a free agent in a little over a year.
Listen, I trust Luno. I think that he's going to end up paying Springer not to be the right thing to do. Springer's been playing great. I think that those moves that when you're looking at the Astros, you're like, are they going to go ahead and pay Verlander? Are they going to go ahead and extend this guy? Or they go ahead and extend Bregman now instead of waiting?
They've made all those moves
that you – and so why would I think anything's going to be different with Springer? He's a guy that you should pay, and I think he's going to pay. I wish there's another organization that I wish they would just go ahead and pay the guy that they should pay. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I'm just saying, the Astros, 10 years, I mean – why are they not going to be in the discussion to be in the World Series at least 8 out of those 10 years? You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason why not when you look at their roster, saying, how it's constructed.
You're saying in the discussion 8 out of those 10, not in the World Series 8 out of 10 years.
You would never expect that, because, first of all, it's just too hard.
Yeah.
You got to deal with a lot of things that you can't control as far as people getting injured and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But the way the team has been put together, and the fact that the organization put this team together, there's no reason why you would think that the organization is going to fall off and just start making a bunch of bad moves.
As
long as the people in power are still in power,
you
expect them to keep making good moves, kind of like the Patriots are in football. So, I mean, the next 10 years, you expect them to be in the discussion for championships each and every year.
Yeah, the one thing about baseball that makes it a little bit different than football and basketball, maybe not basketball because of the luxury tax. Football is such a fixed sport when it comes to what you can spend. It just comes down to how you spend it. Do we give big guaranteed contracts to this guy? Do we spread it out? Because the teams all have to spend a certain amount of money in football. Whereas in baseball, there is definitely a difference between the haves and the have-nots. It's shrunk through the years, and there's a luxury tax in baseball that tempers some of the old spending that teams like the Yankees used to do. However, baseball is a sport where the willingness of the owner to make the investment is probably more acute than it is, certainly in football. Basketball, we'll find that out in basketball, how acute that needs to be with whether or not Fertitta wants to go into the luxury tax. My point with respect to the Astros is that you're right. As long as it's this owner willing to spend money and this general manager this general manager who's making the decisions, assembling the staff that does the scouting, putting forth the strategy with which they're going to target players, I'm with you. I have a hard time forecasting out 10 years just because that's a really long time. I'm with any sort of feeling like I'm not throwing just a hot take out there. I will say this, that I think we can forecast out 5 years with this group because of the nucleus that they've put together. You know, we know we're going to have Verlander for a couple more years now. Bregman's in for the next 5. Altuve's in for the next 5. I do think they're going to sign Springer. Correa's here for at least a couple more, 2-3 more years. Like the core nucleus of this team, And we know the young pitchers. There's going to be Martin. There's going to be Forrest Whitley. Guys like that. These bullpen guys are young guys who are now on very team-friendly deals. I think I feel very confident saying that they're definitely a playoff team for each of the next 5 years. They're going to win the division. For the next 5 years, they're going to win the AL West, or at least be a playoff team. And it would be a massive disappointment if they didn't win at least one World Series in the next 5 years. If they win two, then that's awesome. If they win one, that's my expectation. If they don't win a World Series over the next 5 years, then I think it's a disappointment. And I think even though they won one 2 years ago, I don't think that's unfair considering what they've assembled.
Yeah, I think those are realistic expectations. And I also think that, you know, if you're an Astros fan, you have to enjoy the ride, man, because you have to enjoy the fact that you have an organization that is making all the right moves, drafting guys correctly, paying guys when they need to be paid. And every time you roll the ball out there, you're expecting to win the series. When it's a 3-game series, you're expecting to take 2 out of 3 at least. You're expecting to win your division each and every year. You're expecting to be in the running for a World Series each and every year. Enjoy the process, because there's a lot of organizations, there's a lot of cities that don't have that, man. And when you have that je ne sais quoi, when you have that together, you got to enjoy that, man, and you got to love it. And so it's really fun for me to watch, because I distinctly remember being a Texans player and Matt Schaub giving us tickets and taking us out to the Astros game in 2012, 2013.
Jeez.
And there was like, you know, 14 people there. And like half of them was us, and then there was the other 14 people there. And with reason, because the organization wasn't spending money on anybody. They had Marvin Gonzalez, and they had this little kid named Altuve. And that was it.
Their whole payroll was less than what Alex Rodriguez was making
Whole payroll. But then the organization had a plan.
They did.
And they executed it.
They did.
And you got to love that.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.